This episode originally aired as a YouTube video. Welcome to Relationship RX Podcast, your prescription for all relationship pain points. I'm your host, Dr. Laura Dabney, and I use my 20 years experience as a psychiatrist to give you actionable tips and strategies you can implement today to create the relationships you deserve.
Dabney with you this month, talking about the four top parenting tips I'll be passing on to my children one day. And this week I want to talk to you about a do. We've done two don'ts and one do, so one do left. And this is, do adjust your discipline to the developmental age of your child. Okay, discipline is based on what your child is capable of or not capable of, and should change then as your child grows up. So many parents have come to me and said, this is our discipline style, this is what we do. And it's like, but it doesn't make sense with somebody who is this age. Okay, so in general, we want to use more concrete things with children who are in the pre-reasoning stage, right? Because they can't reason through problems yet. So to ask questions and work with them through problems doesn't make any sense. So taking things away, taking away privileges. Okay. Let me just emphasize here that corporal punishment is never a good idea. It's very, very hard to cross a child's boundaries, which is what you're doing when you put your hands on them, no matter how you justify it, no matter if it was done to you or not, very hard for a child to handle that disruption. It's very disruptive. Think about somebody hitting you. It just throws you totally off. You're an adult. So a child cannot handle this form of disruption very easily. They're developing brains. So it becomes overstimulating to them and end up having a lot of problems with that. So please, no corporal punishment. All right? It's not effective, and there's other ways to do this. Okay, so taking things away. Also, you take things away, just do it for one time. Just, okay, look, clearly you're not able to play with this toy right now. You're abusing it, let's put it aside. You may have a little bit of a temper tantrum or whatever, but you can distract them and move them along. Maybe take away, if it's close to bedtime, take away the TV, makes sense, or a book, or well, you have one book tonight because I told you, you didn't listen, you weren't misbehaving, or whatever it is at the dinner table, okay? So the parents who at this young age drag out some punishment for days sometimes, is also, it ends up coming back to bite you. Hey, you know, it's really rubbing your child's nose into a mistake for days and days and days. And that's, again, overstimulating. It's too much for your child. They don't have a good sense of time, right? So they're moving on, you know, next day, next minute, next thing. They're not holding on to the past, and you don't have to make them. They're not ready to. So they've moved on the next day. You should move on the next day. You don't have to drag out a punishment for days on end for it to be effective. The pain you cause in the back end of that by bringing it up over and over. Remember, you didn't behave 3 days ago? Well, it was still no TV. It just ends up being counterproductive. All right, so just take something away briefly and move on the next day. So as a child gets into middle school, they start being able to reason. And so you want to take advantage and help that reasoning along. So now doing the concrete things doesn't make any sense. Can't tell you how many parents come in here and they have high school age children and they're still taking things away. It makes no sense. No one's going to take things away from them when they're an adult. No one's gonna come in and say, I'll take your phone because we're on the phone during dinner. You're not supposed to, broke a rule. It just doesn't translate, okay? So when they get to be in middle school, start working with them on their reasoning. In middle school, you start doing this by giving them choices, all right? So you give them options. So, I don't know, say a child another child has been mean to him in the classroom and, you know, wants to fight him or he was really angry about it or really upset about it. Okay, well, what do you think? What are the options? What do you want to do about it once he gets that all off his chest? And he might say, I don't know, or whatever, or he might say, well, well, we're going to punch him or whatever. Of course, if he's going to punch him or something, you want to say, no, let's think about something else. It's not a healthy way of dealing with it. You just want to move him along off those ideas. And oftentimes they'll just keep saying, I don't know. So then you give him two, three choices, what you think he can handle. And you have him pick. You might talk about each choice with him. This is to get him to hold on to these choices. Teaches them what you do every day out loud. You do this every day and you're showing him out loud what you're doing every day when you're trying to come up with some way of dealing with something. You don't say to yourself, okay, I'm going to take away my this whatever from me in order to deal with this. You know, you want to show them, bring them into your thought processes to show them how to do it, and then they'll pull it in themselves, integrate it into themselves and start doing it. So tell them that, and he still may say he doesn't know. It's like, okay, give him, you know, well, let's have some dinner, you think about it, and then we'll talk with your dad or your mom about it. Okay, then they still may say they don't know, and then you can pick one. So you may tell them, you can talk to the teacher, you can talk to the student, or I can go in with you to talk to the teacher about it. Then you can pick the one where you're involved, because then clearly he's not ready yet, he's not at that level of development where he's intellectualizing enough, so you want to bring him in and show him how you talk to a teacher about a problem like this. So it's a twofer. Then you do that until they'll start eventually giving you an answer. So how do you want to deal with that? And they're going to tell you an answer. I think I'm going to do this. Let's get closer to late middle school. Certainly in high school, they're able to tell you what their options are. So you want to let them follow through with their plan. Goal of parenting is not to have a perfect child, not to have a always happy child. There's long run overall happy, healthy child, but not to save your child from any form of pain is not the goal. And a lot of parents I talk to, that's their goal. They want to save their child from having any pain. They somehow think this is going to make them a hero in their kid's eyes, and therefore their kid is going to love them more. That's not how it works. Pain is a great motivating factor, and it's necessity is a mother of invention, but pain is a mother of a lot of inventions. Okay, their pain is motivating them to make a change. If they're comfortable, why change? So you want them to sit in their discomfort long enough to come up with a solution, and then try out the different solutions. They're oftentimes going to come up with a solution that's not a good idea. And then you want to go, yes, to yourself, okay? Do not want to say, well, that's not a good idea. You better not do that. Don't do that. Do this. You don't want to take them over. If you take them over, they're going to be resentful, and that's going to cause a problem between you down the road, okay? Try to take them over to save them, help them, educate them, teach them, anything your reason you're using. It's not going to work. You don't want to be taken over. Your child, no matter what their age is, doesn't want to be taken over. So let them make the bad decision and see what happens. I have a good example of this from my own kid who he had to finish his homework before he could have something. I don't know what it was, TV time maybe. And so he did this quick little, they had to present a pamphlet, turn in a pamphlet of some state. So he got a state, he did his pencil thing, threw on the table and said, okay, I'm done. I said, is that it? That's all you have to do? It's like, yes, all I have to do. It's fine. It's fine. Okay. Took in your book bag and off he went the next day. It was gold, I'm telling you. So he came home from school and he's all upset, crying, upset, furious. He's about in seventh grade, I think. And turns out the teacher had them all go up and present their pamphlets to the class. And I will tell you, that stuck with him, I think forever, but certainly for years. All he had to do, or all I had to say was, is this something that's going to be presented? Is this going to be on display? And boy, his homework was beautiful after that. Had I stepped in and said, well, that's not good enough, that's not right. A, I might be wrong. Who knows? Maybe he had some inside information. The teacher said, well, just do it in pencil quick and we're going to be redoing him later. I mean, I don't know, right? It's taking him over. It's not going to work. It certainly wouldn't stick with him like this lesson did. So you look, okay, so it's not, I don't think it's the greatest idea, but let him or her take the consequences of their mistakes no involvement, no commitment. If they're not involved in seeing this and the pain of it, then that's not going to stick with them, right? Your job is to get involved less and less as they get older. You become more of just a safety net. If he said he was going to, instead of doing his homework, was going to, I don't know, punish the teacher for giving homework by scratching her car or doing something damaging, I'd say, then I would step in. No. That's not a good idea. It's against the law. You get lots of trouble for that. Let's try again, right? You just want to be there for a bad, dangerous ideas, but not step in and let them solve their own problems. But that's why taking phones away in teenage years, and no. Wait a minute. Tell me how you're going to solve this again. What's your rationale for that? Do they have a good rationale for it? Even if you don't like it, let them do it. Okay. All right, so that's discipline across the ages in a nutshell. But if you have any trouble with that or have any questions about it, please give us a call here, 757-340-3100.
Thank you for listening to the Relationship RX podcast. Join us next time for more action items to improve your relationships. For more information and help, please visit relationship-rx.com or call me at 757-340-8800. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn under Laura Dabney, MD.